Welcome to C3 San Diego. Need something fresh, real, and powerful in your life? Connect with us on social media, get live stream service notifications, podcasts, and up-to-date information on upcoming events. We are so glad you're joining us for a powerful, life-transforming message from one of our C3 San Diego pastors. We would love to hear about how God is impacting your life through this ministry. Please share your experience with us at info@c3sandiego.com. If you'd like to be a part of what C3 Church is doing in the city of San Diego and beyond, you can contribute financially by going to c3give.com and choosing the giving option that works best for you. We hope you enjoy this message.
North Campus is on fire. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So great to be here. Why don't you punch your neighbor? You take a seat. Don't punch him so hard. Pastor Lance, I can't believe you hit Pam. That's messed up. Oh my goodness, this is gonna be a good night. I can feel it. Pastor Matt Hubbard told me to preach short and pray long. So apparently you guys are hungry for some Holy Ghost tonight. If you're new here, this is going to be a fun night for you. We're a church that believes in the power of the Holy Spirit. And we believe that one encounter with Jesus can change everything. And the house of God is it's a crazy place, because whenever you... Jacob said... He said, he laid his head down and he said, this is none other than the house of God, the gate of heaven. The house of God is a gateway to the supernatural. It's a gateway to heaven. And at this church, we actually believe that. We actually believe that it is a gateway. And that when we come into the house of God, anything can happen. When you encounter Jesus, your purpose will get awakened. Your future will get accelerated. God will put things in you just in a moment. You may think you're going one way, but God may shift you another way. I'm living a dream I never knew I had because I had an encounter with Jesus. David was just a shepherd boy until he encountered a man of God who was bringing the word of God. And he said, you're not just a shepherd boy, you're a king. Shifted everything in a moment. Moses was out in the wilderness. He was just a murderer. He had killed somebody for 40 years until he encountered the presence of God in a burning bush. And he said, you're not a murderer, you're a deliverer. And he went and delivered the Israelites out of Egypt. Saul thought he was serving God in the New Testament by persecuting Christians until he encountered Jesus, knocked him over, blinded his eyes, and he went from being Saul, the persecutor of Christians, to Paul, the most prolific writer in the New Testament. Anything can happen when the Holy Spirit, when the presence of God is around. And that's what's going to happen tonight. And I just want to help some of the men real quick. It's kind of a little freebie, side note. Emerge is coming up in a couple of weeks. And I know you've heard about it. And some of you are like, yeah, that's not for me. Some of you are thinking, man, I can't do those kind of competitions and that sort of thing. That's only 5 hours of 48 hours. The whole rest of the time is connection, it's ministry, it's campfire, it's barbecuing pigs. It's meat, it's beef, it's not napkins. There's probably no showers. It's just, it smells awesome. 1,600 sweaty men in a tent. Oh, it's nothing like it. But fellas, let me just tell you what your wife is thinking in the inside. She is begging you on the inside to get to Emerge. She doesn't want to nudge you. She doesn't want to nag you. But she's begging that you'll just go and lead, because you're meant to be the leader of your family, that you'll go lead and register yourself. We have to have strong men if we want to take a city. And the devil always wants to come after the leader. He always wants to come after the shepherd because he knows the sheep will scatter. So the devil's going to come after you. That's why you need to get there. You need to get around other guys. You need to build those friendships and those relationships. And I'm telling you, the best part about Emerge is the connection. It's the relationship. It's the campfire. It's getting rid of your burdens. It's meeting new people, getting around guys in the same area, same life as you. So make sure you get there. It's going to be a phenomenal night. Well, tonight I'm going to kick it off with Acts 3:3-7. And I just want to say, Nick and Megan, you guys did a fantastic job tonight. We love Nick and Megan Unsworth. Champions. And I love your pastors, Pastor Matt and Michaela Hubbard. Two of my greatest friends on the planet. And of course, Pastor Jurgen and Leanne are bar none the greatest pastors in the world. And I was at East Campus this morning. It was amazing. Preaching out there. A couple people got healed, testified on stage. It was fun. Acts 3:3-7. This is Peter and John. They just, in Acts 2 was the day of Pentecost where the Holy Spirit came. And so Peter and John are now walking into the house of prayer to pray. And they see a guy begging for alms, a man that had been lame 40 years. And the Bible says that in verse 3, it says, who, the man, seeing Peter and John about to go in the temple, asked him for alms. He was asking him for money. And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, look at us. So the crippled man gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. I wanted to read to you this passage of scripture because Peter and John are going to the gate, beautiful. They're on their way to pray, and they see a guy that's begging for money. And they go up to him and say, money we don't have, silver and gold we don't have, but what we do have, we give to you. And they said that the man looked at them expecting to receive something. Expectation is so powerful. If you can expect to receive something, God can do anything. God already knows what you need before you say that you need it. And so this guy thought he needed money, but God knew he needed healing. And so he comes up to him because this man was expecting to receive something. He got more than he bargained for, and he received healing. 40 years. This was kind of the first miracle that started to turn this the world upside down. It was powerful. 40 years. Everybody knew this guy, that he was sitting at the gate beautiful, but it was because he expected something. He expected to receive something. I believe tonight, every single one of us can receive something. Doesn't matter if you're sitting in the back or in the front, we can all receive something. And so what I thought we'd do tonight to just kick it off, I thought I'd have the team just sing one more song. And I want you just to focus your eyes on Jesus and expect to receive something. What is it that you need? What is it that you need? Because my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory. Sometimes we just don't express what we need. But God said he'll supply all your need. What do you need tonight? What are you expecting tonight? Expectation is a magnet for the power of God. The power of God will come. There was a woman with the issue of blood 12 years, and she had spent all her money on doctors, but she heard about Jesus. She heard that he was a healer, and so she expected, she had faith that if she could just touch the hem of his garment, she would be healed. And so amongst all of these people are throwing in, people are trying to get a piece of Jesus, she just touched his garment and power went out. And she got healed. The blood dried up just like that. But it's because she expected to receive something. Jesus doesn't have a shortage of power. The Holy Spirit doesn't have a shortage of power. He's just looking for people to expect to receive something. So why don't you stand to your feet? And I just want you to close your eyes and just lose yourself. When we worship, we actually enter into the courts of God. So I want you just to close your eyes, put your hands up if you want, do whatever you need to do, but I just want you to focus on Jesus for the next few minutes.
Holy is the name, holy is the name of Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, the earth will shake and tremble before him, chains will break. is heaven and earth sing. Holy is the name. Holy is the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Oh, the earth will shake and tremble before Him. Chains will break as heaven and earth sing.
God is good. I'm believing God's already starting to speak to some people tonight. Bible says in Matthew 3:11, it says John the Baptist speaking, it says, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me, Jesus, is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Acts 1:8 says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. So with the Holy Spirit comes fire and comes power. Tonight the Holy Spirit is here tonight. The title of this little message tonight is Firepower. Firepower. Because with him comes fire and with him comes power. And I'm believing that the Holy Spirit's going to move on each and every person tonight. Firepower is the capability of a military force, unit, or weapon system measured in the amount of effective fire that can be delivered to an enemy target. Jesus has enough firepower, enough effective fire to overcome any enemy that's been messing with your life. Anything that's been holding you back, anything that's been keeping you bound, there's enough firepower in this place tonight to overcome that thing. God is able to deliver you. There's no military force on the earth that can handle the firepower of heaven. God created the universe. He could destroy it just as easily. There's no military force that could even touch his power. There's nothing that you're facing that God can't deliver you from. There's no sickness that you have that God can't disintegrate in a second. This is the God that is here tonight. The Bible says the same Holy Spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in us. Did you know the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity? He's God. He's a person, and he lives in us. He never leaves us. That means he's always there. He's always there. Peter and John were walking to that gate, and John said, "What I have, not what the pastor has, not what the leader has, not what the missionary has, what I have, I give to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Rise up and walk." The Holy Spirit is available to everybody. Every one of us can operate in power. Every one of us can deliver people, get people healed. Every one of us can access heaven. Every one of us. Acts 2, 1 to 4. This is the day of Pentecost. It says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, kind of like we are right now. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven. Heaven has a sound. It sounds like hope. It sounds like faith. It sounds like love. It sounds like power. It sounds like fire. It sounds like healing. It sounds like freedom. There's a sound in heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house. There were 500 disciples that went into the upper room, but only 120 were left 10 days later when the day of Pentecost came. And the Bible says that the Holy Spirit came and filled the whole house. God likes to fill things. When we make space for him, he likes to fill things. The whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit because all 120 of them were expecting to receive something. Because they knew Acts 1:8 said, "You shall receive." All you got to do is receive. "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you." They didn't know what it was going to look like. They just were waiting, and they're expecting to receive it. And all of a sudden, it came upon them. They started to speak in other tongues. But it was because they were ready to receive something. Last little passage of Scripture, then we're going to pray. In Mark 2, 1 to 2, and then in Luke 5, 17, there's the story about where Jesus comes into this house to preach. And you know the story where the paralytic was brought by his friends and they kind of lowered him through the house. The Bible says that when they broke through, then they lowered him down to the feet of Jesus and he got healed. Sometimes we need some friends to break through so we can get our breakthrough. That's why you need to be in Emerge. That's why you need to be in a Connect group. That's why you need to be in the house of God. But it says, and Jesus entered Capernaum after some days, and it was heard that he was in the house, because heaven has a sound. People heard. Jesus was representing heaven. Immediately, many gathered together so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door, and he preached the word to them. Luke 5, 17, same story. It says, now it happened on a certain day. It wasn't a special day. It was just a certain day. Today's a certain day. It's a Sunday, March 4th, 2018. Their life's going to get shifted today, March 4th. Now, it happened on a certain day that as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. If you know the story, you would know that the power of the Lord was there to heal all of them, but only one person got healed, and he wasn't even one of the people that were there in the beginning. It was the guy, the lame man, the paralytic that four friends brought and lowered him down through the roof. The reason nobody in the house got healed, even though there was power there to heal them, is because they weren't expecting anything. They came to see a show. They came to hear a sermon. They didn't come expecting to engage with heaven. There were Pharisees. There were religious people. There were people in the back going, what is this? What is this C3 church? They believe in the Holy Spirit and power. And so they were just standing there watching a show. And it repelled the power of God because they weren't expecting to receive anything, so they didn't receive anything. But there were four guys who were expecting to receive something for their friend, and their friend ended up getting healed. You may have come tonight, and maybe you're new. Maybe you didn't come expecting to actually engage with the power of the Holy Spirit. It's all right. The people around you are believing for you, and God can still touch you while you're trying to figure this whole thing out. Let's all expect tonight to receive something. I'm not going to get to pray for every person in here. Maybe the team can eventually. But you don't need me or anybody else to lay hands on you to receive something. There was no one laying hands on the disciples in the upper room. The Holy Spirit just came like a rushing mighty wind, and he came and he touched every single person with effective fire power. Whatever you're facing tonight, I want you to know that God can get you over that obstacle. He can get you through that thing. He can heal your body. He can speak to you about that business idea. He can take your business to a new level. He can remove things from your life. He can set you free. He can give you whatever it is that you need. If you're in chaos in your mind, he can give you peace. If you're in addiction, he can set you free. He can do whatever it is that you need. And right now, I want to pray for a few different people. The first group of people I want to pray for is our business owners. If you're a business owner, I'd love it if you come down to the altar. I want to pray for you. We have 16 campuses to get in San Diego. Forgot we were in North County. There's a lot of you. I might need some of the team in a second. I'm going to do like a general type of a prayer. Here's what the Bible says. This is what I felt in worship. We have 16 campuses to get in San Diego County. We want to surround the county. And this 3.5 million people in San Diego, until they're all in church, we're going to keep going. We're going to keep building. We're going to keep going after it. But it's going to take hundreds of millions of dollars. And Andrew Denton, I was on the phone with him. I'm telling you, if you can make it on Thursday, you need to come. He asked me if we had a vision in San Diego, and I said, yeah, we got a vision, 1,600 people. And his exact words were, that's going to take hundreds of millions of dollars. I can't wait to be there, because that's what his whole assignment in life is. Some of you are assigned to create wealth to build the kingdom. We believe that at C3 San Diego, we believe in the marketplace, and we believe that we build the kingdom through marketplace influence and wealth creation. That's how we do it. That's how we're going to build the kingdom, along with all the other ministries that we do. But you guys are key to the growth and to the expansion of the kingdom. And this is what I felt the Holy Spirit say in worship, was that the Bible says in Matthew 5 that you are, he's talking to us, you are the light of the world. Let your light so shine that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. He said, you are the light of the world, not the light of the church. We're meant to do business in the world. We're meant to shine in the world. We come in here and train, then we go out into the world. That's where we shine. That's where we shine. It's going to take business people shining in the world, being an example in the world to bring people into the kingdom. So that's what you guys are. That is your assignment. Your assignment is to shine in the world. Lift up your hands. Father, I thank you for the power of God. Lord, I pray for every business leader that's represented here, Father, every entrepreneur, every innovator. Father, I pray right now for creativity. Father, I pray that you would make a way. In Jesus' name, I bind you, devil. I forbid you to attack the people of God that are in the business world, that are in the marketplace, taking ground. In Jesus' name, I cancel every assignment of the enemy against these people. In Jesus' name, and I release the grace and the power of God. In Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, come on, touch this mighty man of God. I break every chain. I come against every obstacle, every devil in Jesus' name. Loose this man. Get off his business in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, come. Flow into his life in Jesus' name. Right now, right now, right now, I see hundreds of millions of dollars. You are living in your assignment from God. You have not made a mistake, says the Lord. You are living in your assignment. This is what you were called to do, separated as a young man to build the kingdom through wealth creation. Father, I thank you right now for your release. There's the Holy Spirit for the release of your power, wisdom, solutions, answers, breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough tonight in Jesus' name. Touch his life. Power of God, let it flow into his life in Jesus' name. Father, right now, touch every business leader. Touch every business leader. Creativity, I see creativity. Creativity in Jesus' name. Jesus' name, Father, right now, let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. I hear the word increase over you, Padones, increase over you, Padones, increase over you. Been great stewards of what God has given you. You've been content, but you've stayed hungry. The Lord says, I will reward you. I will reward you because you've been great stewards of my gifts and of my kingdom and of the finances thus far. Two of the most generous people I've seen. Father, I thank you right now for increase. Holy Ghost, let it flow. 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 Exactly sure what business y'all are in now. I know you've done a few different things, but I see innovation disrupting the market. I see disruption on you guys. Father, I thank you right now for the power of God. Lord, let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow on your daughter. Let it flow. Life on fire. Let it flow. Let it flow. Holy Ghost, touch you. Touch this man of God. Touch this man of God. Acceleration. Hear acceleration over you, Nick and Megan. I know you have a vision. You may have a 5 or 10 year vision. It's going to come in 2. Father, I thank you right now for acceleration. I declare an acceleration of life on fire, an acceleration of business, an acceleration of people coming into the kingdom. Father, let their lights so shine in the earth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this. Father, I thank you for this mighty couple. Ceilings in heaven. Let's take off the limitations tonight. Father, I thank you right now. Power of God, let it flow. 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 Let it flow on this mighty man. Thank you, Lord. 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 Ideas, 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 ideas. There's ideas coming to you in your sleep tonight. There's ideas coming to you quickly. Get through, how to navigate what you're doing, how to take your business to the next level. Thank you, Father. Wisdom, 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 wisdom. Thank you, Lord. Come on, why don't we give Jesus a hand real quick? I want to pray for the youth leaders, my city youth leaders. and society leaders. If you guys can come down. If you're not getting prayer, come on, let's not be spectators. Let's participate. Let's pray for these people. One of the greatest impacts we can have is in our high schools and in our colleges. It's one of the mandates that are on this church, is to reach our schools, to reach our students. We already have one of the greatest youth ministries in America. There's no stopping what we can do with all these amazing people. You lift your hands. Father, I thank you for these great, great youth leaders, society leaders. Father, you have called us to reach high schools. You have called us to reach colleges. Father, give us strategy how to get in. The Bible says that when we pray, it opens doors. Right now, we pray for every high school. Father, open doors. Pray for every college in North County. Open doors, Father. Lord, let us in supernatural relationships with superintendents, with principals, with teachers, with parents, Father. Let it be so in Jesus' name. Devil, I break your power. I command you to loose your grip off of our teenagers. And right now, I call back those who have gone to college and who have swayed away from Jesus. I call them back into the house of God in Jesus' name. We command them to come back. Devil, get off their life. Release the people of God. Release the students in San Diego, North County. Father, I thank you for our youth leaders. Lord, give them strategy. Give them wisdom. Father, give them favor in every high school in Jesus' name. The youth is the next generation. The youth is the answer to the future of the church. Father, I thank you that the next great business people are coming out of our high schools, out of our youth ministry, out of society. Father, we thank you that they're coming out, and they're coming out with droves. They're going to go further than we've ever gone. The next church plants, Father, the next service leaders, the next pastors are coming out of our youth ministry, out of our college ministry. Father, let it be so in Jesus' name. Father, touch them. Touch them, touch them, touch them in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
to change the world. The last altar call I want to have for the next, like, maybe 10 minutes is I want to do two things. First one is if you tonight you're thinking, man, I'd love to receive power from the Holy Spirit. If you've never been baptized with the Holy Spirit, you've never spoken in tongues before, I'd love it if you come down kind of on this side of the altar. So if that's you, you want to get baptized with the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, come on down to the left side. Good man. We had a bunch of people at East County this morning getting filled with power. And the Bible says all you got to do is receive power. It says if we are, as being human beings, we as human beings know how to give good gifts, how much more will God give us the Holy Spirit if we ask? So all we got to do is ask. We're just going to ask. We're just going to ask for the Holy Spirit. We're just going to receive. Now, when you get baptized with the Holy Spirit, all you have to do is, number one, receive, and number two, activate in faith, make a noise, make a sound. You're gonna find yourself starting to speak in tongues. When we speak in a tongue, we are speaking the perfect prayer of the Holy Ghost. We are aligning our spirit with His. The Bible says we're praying in mysteries to heaven. We don't know what we're saying, but then all of a sudden you'll find revelation comes down. You start to pray in mysteries, and all of a sudden revelation starts to come down, and it will radically change your Christianity. It'll radically change your Christianity. You'll find boldness come on the inside of you. You'll find that when you lay hands on sick people, they start to recover. It's amazing what happens. So we're gonna pray for you in just a second. On this side of the altar, I'd love it if you come down if you have sickness or pain in your body. Why don't you come on this side? And ministry team, I'm gonna need some help here, just FYI. But if you're sick or have pain, come on over here. And if you're sick or have pain and you're over here, the Holy Spirit's gonna come, it's gonna heal you as you get baptized. So what I wanna do on this, I'm gonna pray for you guys first, and I'd love the ministry team, after I pray, we're gonna do a general prayer. Other than the ministry team, just to go and lay hands. And I'm just going to pray a prayer. You guys are going to actually just repeat after me. We're just going to ask for the Holy Spirit, just like it says in the Bible. And then I'm going to pray a prayer over you, and then the team's going to lay hands on you. You got it, guys? So why don't you guys just repeat after me, and then we're going to come over here and pray for you guys. But everybody that's standing here that's wanting to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, just repeat after me. Say, Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you that the Bible says that all we have to do is ask and you'll give us the Holy Spirit. Father, right now we ask for the Holy Spirit. Baptize us with the Holy Spirit and with fire. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much for joining us online. We hope you had a powerful experience. We want to take this time to personally help you navigate the next steps in becoming connected. If you made a decision for Christ today, need prayer, or want more information about our church, go to our website, c3sandiego.com. And if you didn't get a chance to give online during service and would like to contribute financially, you can go to c3give.com and click on the giving option that works best for you. We look forward to hearing from you. See you at church.